This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A grand jury in the U.S. Commonwealth of Kentucky has indicted a single police officer for shooting into neighboring apartments in connection with the death of a black medic, Breonna Taylor, during a police raid the night of March 13th. A grand jury announced Wednesday white officer Brett Hankinson, who had already been fired by the Louisville Police Department for violating procedure, was charged with three counts of wanton endangerment. They conclude the shots he fired went into the apartment next door to Taylor's and endangered three people's lives there. Attorney General Daniel Cameron, who is a black Republican, said at a news conference, quote, "There's no doubt this is a gut-wrenching, emotional case," end quote. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher, a white Democrat, shortly before the announcement urged, quote, "everybody to choose peaceful and lawful protest," end quote. At the news conference, Cameron said the reaction to the Louisville charges will reflect whether people want the truth or a truth that fits a certain narrative.
Today, my team set out to investigate the circumstances surrounding Ms. Taylor's death. We did it with a singular goal in mind, pursuing the truth.
The city has agreed to pay $12 million to Taylor's family to settle a wrongful death lawsuit, Mayor Fisher announced earlier this month. Britain is planning to host clinical trials where volunteers are deliberately infected with the new coronavirus to test the effectiveness of vaccine candidates, the Financial Times reported Wednesday, citing people involved in the project. So-called challenge trials are expected to begin in January at a quarantine facility in London, the report said, adding about 2,000 participants had signed up through a U.S.-based advocacy group. Britain said it was working with partners on the potential for human challenge trials without commenting on a specific plan. This is VOA News. The governor of Brazil's Sao Paulo state said Wednesday the state is likely to start immunizing its population with China's Sinovac vaccine for COVID-19 in mid-December, pending regulatory approval. Brazil has the third highest number of cases of coronavirus in the world, leading vaccine makers to seek out South America's largest country to test their candidates. Sao Paulo is one of the sites of phase three clinical trials for the Sinovac vaccine conducted by the state's Butantan Institute, a leading biomedical research center. The governor told a news conference 5 million doses of the vaccine are expected to arrive in Sao Paulo in October. On Capitol Hill, the United States' top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says there are three, almost four, possible coronavirus vaccines that have reached stage three development. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Hopes are high for a vaccine, but Fauci says there are no guarantees.
As these trials go on, we predict that sometime by the end of this year, let's say November or December, we will know whether or not these are safe and effective.
President Trump wants a faster timeline. FDA Director Dr. Stephen Hahn says when there is a vaccine, it will be safe.
FDA will not authorize or approve a vaccine that we would not feel comfortable giving to our families.
Hahn says politics will not be a factor.
I will fight for science, Mr. Chairman. I will fight for the integrity of the agency, and I will put the interests of the American people before anything else.
President Trump tweeted a link to news about a new Johnson & Johnson vaccine study and said the FDA must move quickly. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump Wednesday said he thinks the 2020 election, presidential election, will end up at the U.S. Supreme Court, adding he thinks that is why it's important to have nine Supreme Court justices. Trump, speaking at an event at the White House, said Senator Lindsey Graham, who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, would not even have to hold a hearing for the Supreme Court nominee, and the process will go quickly. Meanwhile, the U.S. is in the midst of a three-day farewell to late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ginsburg's casket arrived at the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C. Wednesday morning for a private ceremony attended by her family and fellow justices. The casket was then moved to the building's front steps, where it will lie in repose for public viewing until Thursday. She died Friday at the age of 87 of metastatic pancreatic cancer, ending a 27-year tenure on the nation's highest court. The dollar gained for the fourth day in a row and traded at a more than eight-week high on Wednesday as U.S. equities fell and investors questioned the pace of the global economic recovery on rising coronavirus cases, economic data in Europe, while investors grappled with U.S. policy uncertainty.